This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters Monday that experts are hard at work on a vaccine for COVID-19 and said it might even be ready, in his words, before a very special date, without specifying the exact date. You know what date I'm talking about, he said, without elaborating. In an afternoon news conference at the White House, the president admitted he had never liked political rival and decorated Vietnam veteran John McCain, but he denied he'd ever made disrespectful remarks about members of the military, as reported recently in the Atlantic Weekly. The president also said when questioned that he would support an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, who has been accused of breaking campaign finance laws. Mr. Trump said he didn't know much about the allegations published Sunday by the Washington Post, but would support removing DeJoy if he were found to have done something dishonest. He added, however, that he thinks DeJoy is an honest man. The World Health Organization said Monday that countries that bolstered their health care systems in recent years have fared better than others amid the COVID-19 pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged countries to learn from the current pandemic to prepare for the next one. He praised Thailand, Mongolia, Senegal, and other countries for their response to the virus. Meanwhile, India on Monday became the country with the second highest number of confirmed coronavirus cases behind the United States. Until today, Brazil had the second highest total. The Indian Health Ministry reported a record 90,802 new cases Monday, giving India a total of more than 4.2 million cases since the outbreak began. India also added 1,016 deaths on Monday, pushing its overall toll to 71,642. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A Berlin hospital said in a statement Monday that Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been removed from a medically induced coma and is responding to speech. The hospital's been treating Navalny since he was airlifted to Germany for treatment after falling ill on a Russian domestic flight last month. The statement says Navalny is being weaned off mechanical ventilation. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said Berlin has concluded Navalny was poisoned with Novichok, the same substance Britain said was used against a Russian double agent and his daughter in an attack in England in 2018. Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said he has summoned Russia's ambassador to the UK to express his concern at the poisoning of Alexei Navalny. Meanwhile, there's a behind-the-scenes debate within the German government over which sanctions should be applied to Russia because of the alleged Navalny poisoning. Leading German politicians want Chancellor Angela Merkel to abandon the multi-billion-dollar joint underwater natural gas pipeline project known as Nord Stream 2, that would link Russia with Germany. They say it would send a clear message to the Kremlin that enough is enough. French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday in a tweet he enjoyed a very good exchange with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on various topics, including Brexit. Macron added, "We are going to strengthen our cooperation against migrant traffickers. We also discussed the consequences from the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, the situation in Lebanon, and the future relationship between the European Union and the United Kingdom." Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on Monday granted an absolute pardon to a U.S. Marine convicted in the 2014 killing of a transgender woman, days after his office blocked a court order for the Marine's early release. Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton was convicted of homicide in December 2015. That was a year after he met a woman in a bar and went with her to a motel. Soon afterward, hotel staff members found the woman dead in the bathroom. Duterte's spokesman, Harry Roque, said the pardon didn't wipe out Pemberton's conviction. He said President Duterte still considers Pemberton a killer. Human rights advocates and lawyers for the victim's family criticized the move as an effort to curry favor with the United States. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange failed on Monday in a bid to further delay hearings that resumed after a pause of months caused by the coronavirus lockdown. He's fighting extradition to the United States from Britain. U.S. authorities accuse Assange of conspiring to hack government computers and of violating an espionage law in connection with the release of confidential cables by WikiLeaks in 2010 and 2011. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.